Hello, and welcome to today's IBM Rational podcast, entitled Managing Changing Requirements to Achieve Business Objectives. My name is Bruce Barron. I'm a marketing manager for requirements definition and management at Rational, and I will be speaking today with Dwayne Drakeford, the product manager for Rational's requirements definition and management segment, who will share his insights around managing requirements effectively. Dwayne is the product manager for requirements definition and management at IBM Rational and has 15 years of experience in both consulting and software development, and has been with Rational for 7 years focused on helping customers to drive efficiency and effectiveness for their software and systems projects. Thank you for joining us today, Dwayne.
Thanks, Bruce. It's good to be here.
So let's jump right in. The title of this is about managing changing requirements, but what does it mean to manage your requirements?
So first of all, let's make the distinction between the management of requirements and the elicitation and capture of requirements in the first place. Once we understand what problem it is that we're trying to solve and we've captured that set of requirements, then it's up to us to manage those requirements. And by managing those requirements, we're talking about tracking those requirements in terms of not only keeping track, not to overuse the term, but keeping track of what our requirement set are, what our requirement set is, I should say, but maintaining the relationship of our individual requirements to the business objectives on which they deliver, also maintaining the relationships of our individual requirements to other artifacts that we are using to deliver on those requirements, whether it be test cases, whether it be project plans, or even software designs and code. In that sense, what we're doing is we're maintaining the business IT connection in the face of inevitable change, such that we understand whether or not we are still in scope, we understand whether or not we're actually converging on a solution. And in that sense, really what RM enables us to do is effectively manage the solution delivery lifecycle.
So that seems like, you know, it's a very complicated system. There's a lot of players, a lot of processes. You know, if you had to boil it down, what are the key challenges that organizations face to effectively managing their requirements, either, you know, organizationally, technically?
What it really comes down to, I think that the biggest challenge at a very high level is maintaining that connection between what it is that we're doing in our solution delivery project and why it is we're doing it, that is, our business objectives and how it is that we need to execute on those, again, as things inevitably change. What makes this such a challenge in today's environment is that teams are increasingly distributed. The capture and management of requirements is often done in one place and by one organization, where a lot of the solution delivery is often done elsewhere. There's teams and projects that grow as they move on through the solution delivery lifecycle. There's business conditions that change. There's the need to standardize at some level on what it is that we'll track in terms of our requirements. What types of requirements are important to us, and what attributes of those requirements do we need to be able to track to be able to effectively manage the lifecycle? There needs to be some standardization on in what format we capture these. So that often leads to tool specific. For instance, are spreadsheets enough for us? Or because of the distributed nature of our team and the level of an amount of change that we're experiencing as we are delivering on our solution project, do we need something more robust to help us to manage that change? How much of an audit trail do we need as things change? Do we need to be compliant with certain regulatory requirements, things of that nature? So as you take all of these things into account, it amounts to a number of challenges which must be met if we are to ensure that we're able to effectively deliver on our business objectives.
You know, and IBM Rational has a point of view around integrated requirements management. And is that the goal of integrated requirements management, is to drive that types of standardization, that ability to integrate globally when you may have a disconnect between the definition and scoping and project management versus the development components?
that's very much it. We consider requirements management as really being the enabling fabric of application lifecycle management. And it's this, not only the ability, but the necessity to maintain connections or linkages from requirements to our tests, also to our software designs, even to our software code and reusable components. Also maintaining the connection between requirements and project plans. And again, as I mentioned a little earlier, the ability to do a number of types of analysis on these connections so that we're able to have visibility into our progress in converging on our solution in order to achieve our business objectives. These are things that we need to be able to understand throughout the life cycle and in an on-demand fashion. In integrated requirements management, it's about automating some of the connection of requirements to some of these things. So it's one thing to manage sets of spreadsheets and documents and refer to the software components that fulfill those requirements or refer to the business objectives that are the justification for us undertaking this effort. But it's another thing altogether to be able to, in an ad hoc and on-demand fashion, be able to provide information on those linkages, to understand where those linkages break, to understand what the impact of change will be before we permit changes to be made. So integrated requirements management from a tool support perspective is all about automating the maintenance of those linkages so that we don't spend our time maintaining the linkages, but we spend our time on the analysis portion of it and the actual management of the life cycle and the people that are involved in undertaking this effort.
So, Dwayne, you know, we hear a lot about asset reuse, information reuse, leveraging what we've already done so that we don't recreate the wheel or recreate a disaster. So does requirements management end with project conclusions, or are there uses for requirements data beyond the product or project they were created for?
That's a really important point, and there's absolutely a need for requirements beyond the use. I would say there's an absolute need for requirements beyond the life cycle of a project. When we think about why it is that we are delivering any solutions that we're delivering, it's all about, again, our business objectives. And business objectives don't come and go with solution delivery projects, neither do the programs that we put in place to deliver on those objectives. So requirements need to be reusable across projects, across programs, and at some level, need to be managed at the business level in terms of what our business capability sets are and what business objectives it is that we are attempting to achieve. And even beyond that, when you think about the life of a requirement, the need to reuse requirements. There's very much the need to be able to not only find out what requirements are and what requirements delivered on which programs and business objectives, there's also, going back to that traceability aspect, the need to understand what reusable assets are available or that we have used that have helped us to deliver on those requirements. Some of those assets might be something as abstract as a data model, or they might be something as concrete as software components or applications. They could even be any number of office documents, or essentially anything that's tangible that helped us to deliver on a particular business objective at a point in time. So not only is it important to understand that requirements need to live beyond projects, it's also important to be able to find not only those requirements, but the assets that are related to those requirements that helped us to deliver on our business objectives.
So as we come to a close here today, I have one last question. Looking back on your personal experience in this area as a consultant, as well as helping to manage these products at IBM, are there any adoption advice you could provide for organizations thinking of employing an integrated requirements management process or tooling? You know, and how would they know they were ready?
So I'd first like to address the last part of that question. As far as how an organization knows that it's ready. An organization is ready if an organization knows what their objectives are. And that's really the the gate and the entry point. If you understand your objectives and you need to deliver solutions on those objectives, then you're ready and you need some level of requirements management. In terms of adoption, the probably biggest rule of thumb to keep in mind is that you want to put in as much process as you need and not any more. So we might contrast a situation where you're developing a solution under a regulatory compliance, such as FDR Part 21. I might have gotten that wrong, but if you're developing something that's FDA-related and you need to maintain traceability among requirements, objectives, all the things that you're using to deliver on those requirements, you need to maintain an audit trail. In that case, you're going to have a very advanced requirements management plan. There's going to be a lot of formality and ceremony around controlling your life cycle. But you might contrast that with a situation where you're an agile development team that potentially is co-located, that is delivering, for instance, a software or an IT solution that is important. Of course, we wouldn't be doing it, but may not be life or death, in which case that change management that you put in place around the changing and management of your requirements, it may be something that is much less involved, or it may be something that you don't necessarily need at all stages, especially early stages of the life cycle at all. So the things to keep in mind are put in place as much process as you need, but you do need to understand as a team and as an organization how it is that you'll track requirements, what you'll need to relate your requirements to, and how you'll use requirements management to control your delivery lifecycle.
Thank you, Dwayne, for taking the time to discuss this topic with us today. That was Rational's Dwayne Drakeford, Product Manager for Rational's Requirements Definition and Management, discussing how to manage your changing requirements to achieve business objectives. And thank you for joining us today at IBM Rational. We appreciate it. For more information on the topic of integrated requirements management, please visit www.ibm.com/software/rational/offerings/IRM. Thank you. And thanks for listening.